Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today in Getting Real with the Housewives, Real Housewives of Atlanta star Sonia Richards-Ross gives an update on how Drew Sidora is doing amid her divorce.
I know that, you know, a divorce is like losing like a family member. It's like, you know, it's like a death, you know? So I know that although she's putting on a brave face, I know it can't be easy.
Plus, Brandi Glanville goes after Sheena Shea, Meghan King and Jim Emmons' battle rages on, and Lenny Hochstein is forced to pay up. Plus, Roni finally has a release date. We've got that plus so much more on today's Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp. Mandy, we missed you last week. Welcome back.
I miss being here. I mean, going on a vacation with a toddler is not a vacation. So I don't know. I think I would have rather been talking about Housewives, but we had a great time.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time. And hopefully you're well rested from your toddler trip. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to this week. Let's see what you guys had to say about last week's show. Will said, I was underwhelmed by the new OC trailer. It was interesting to see Tamra Judge back and seeing the fight between her and Jennifer. But where were the fights between her and Heather and Shannon? I thought there was going to be more action in Orange County. I kind of agree. I was a little underwhelmed too. I thought like especially with Shannon, with Tamra being back and Shannon, I did appreciate Vicky Pock being in at the end, but that was kind of the only thing that really excited me.
I know. I really wanted OC to bring it after the past few seasons have kind of been lackluster for me. But I don't know if this is going to do it. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Mary says, Bravo should put both sides on pause and keep them all off the show until they act right. I really don't think they would be missed.
Talking about Teresa and Melissa. Yeah. I don't know if we could put them both on pause. I don't know about that one, but I feel like somebody may have to sit out next season. And then Cher Bear says, I don't think Teresa should have had to have Joe or Melissa in her wedding. They didn't want to support Teresa at all through any disagreements she'd have with Jackie or Marge. And they talk so much shit about Teresa. Why the hell should Teresa have them in her wedding? True. You know, I guess, she didn't want any drama in her wedding. And this was her way of doing that, even though I feel like it may have backfired on her.
Yeah, I always go back to then just have your four daughters in it.
Exactly.
And everyone else. And that would have eliminated all the drama.
But. All the drama. You're so right. All right. Well, ready for some New York drama because Roni is finally getting a release date Sunday, July 16th, 9 p.m. Mark your calendars. As we know, season 14 is going to be all fresh faces. We have Sy De Silva, Uba Hassan, Erin Dana, Jessel Tank, Jenna Lyons, and Bryn Whitfield. They are your new cast. Of course, they were announced back in October of 2022 at BravoCon. A lot of these women are New Yorkers. Some are from out of state, from other countries. And I think it's going to be a good season. Of course, Jenna Lyons is probably the most recognizable name. She was the former president of J. Crew. She left the company in 2017 after 27 years, but she's been living in New York for decades. Hopefully this is a good season. I can't really get too excited yet because, you know, we only saw this little Apple teaser, but I don't know. I'm ready for it.
I'm so ready for it. She actually was a commentator on E! This week for the Met Gala. So I was kind of enjoying seeing her because, to be honest, like all I know of her is her Instagram. I didn't. And that she was the president of J. Crew, but I've never really seen her that much on camera. So I was excited to see her personality a little bit on that. And I like her, you know, I'm excited. I think she was a good choice.
I think so, too. I'm ready. It's going to be weird not seeing Luann and Ramona. It's going to be a little strange, but, you know, time for a change.
I think this will really tell us, too, like, can you just do an entire overhaul of a city, of a cast of a city? Because if this works and we are interested in these ladies, I wonder if they're going to start doing this with OC or Beverly Hills where we just get an entire new cast.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, but you know,
I'm not sure. I will be interested because we always say that with Summer House, like how they're kind of transitioning into the younger cast. It's not really working for us,
right?
But maybe I'm just aging out of Bravo.
Seriously. I don't know. I don't want to say that, but I feel like we
take it back.
Right. I feel like we probably needed like one old familiar face to kind of tie everybody together. I don't know. Jury's out. We'll have to wait.
Yeah.
Like we said, a couple more months to go, and we'll kind of, you know, revisit this discussion again.
But finally, I'm so glad it's coming.
Yes.
All right. Well, speaking of old housewives, well, not old in age.
Right, right.
The old school. Brandi Glanville took to Twitter to send a message to Sheena Shea, who had an affair with Glanville's then husband, Eddie Cibrian, more than a decade ago, as the fallout of Tom Sandoval and Raquel's affair, of course, continues. So Glanville tweeted, "A cheater is a cheater no matter how it goes down. Sheena, you knew Eddie was married, so it's all the same. I wasn't specifically talking about you. I said everyone on that show has cheated, but if you want a war when we have been cool, it's sad." Sheena's defense of Ariana's has prompted some viewers to bring up Shay's scandal, which I totally forgot about, to be honest.
Yes, I know.
With Eddie, which played out on the pilot episode of Vanderpump Rules in 2013.
10 years ago.
Yeah. Sheena recently responded to a tweet that read, "Once upon a time, Sheena was also that girl." She wrote, "Remind me when I slept with my best friend's BF for 7 months behind her back and in front of her face. I'll wait." Glanville returned to the app and revealed the two women took the tension offline, saying, "I just didn't understand the outrage considering the group's history. That's all. Sheena and I have texted. We are good." Shay responded to bury the rehashed beef, saying, "And I completely understand. All is good."
Oh, well, all is well. But yeah, like you said, you completely forget that Sheena was involved in this whole scandal too. Things are, yes, a little different because this wasn't in the friend group. She wasn't, you know, blatantly putting this in her face. But yeah, there's some similarities. But everybody in Vanderpump, everybody in that friend group has cheated.
Well, it's we keep going back to Lala too. And we talk more about this on a reality recap show, because trust me, we could go on for hours about Scandal Paul, and we will.
Yes.
But we talk about it all the time with Lala too, because Lala also kind of was that girl when Randall was with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all messy, and it's, you know, what is that phrase? You can't throw stones at glass houses.
Glass houses. Yep. Oh my God. But yeah, I'm like, are we turning this into a Scandal episode? Because we could do that. But yes, watch it. Because we talk all about it. It's so great. But back to Housewives, because Megan King and Jim Edmonds, I feel like we're a broken record, and all they do is go after one another. Well, she wore this sweatshirt with a beer brand Budweiser on it to pick up her kids at school. And she said on Instagram that her selection of clothing was better than yesterday when her top read, "F this, F that, F you." Well, Jim had something to say about this and told Us Weekly, Jim obviously feels it is completely inappropriate to wear that sweatshirt around children, especially at their child's school. You would think common sense would kick in at some point. Well, Megan fired back in a statement to Us saying, "None of our kids can read, but I doubt Jim knows that. As we know, they have been going back and forth with their co-parenting drama. They split up a while back after he denied rumors that he was unfaithful. He is saying that she's an unfit mother every now and then." It's like literally, like we talk about this every single week. But this got a lot of people talking. I mean, I don't think I would show up to my child's school with an F this, F that, F everything t-shirt, even though I see it in my head constantly.
Totally. No, I would definitely not show up with this. I actually, it's so funny. We do a carpool for their school, and like, I actually think about what I'm wearing all the time and like how the teachers might be judging me.
Right. No, it's so true.
I'm always like, "Oh, I cannot wear plaid pajama pants." Like, no. But I absolutely would never wear this. I feel like it was completely intentional, and so Megan King.
So Megan King. Love it.
All right. Well, headed down to Miami, Lisa Hochstein achieved a legal victory in her ongoing divorce battle with estranged husband Lenny Hochstein. A judge ruled last week that Lenny will pay Lisa $8,000 a month in temporary support, according to documents obtained by Page Six. The plastic surgeon was also ordered to maintain the status quo of his financial support for his ex and their two children. The filing specified that Lenny should pay for his kids' medical insurance, school tuition, extracurricular activities, and summer camp, in addition to $60,000 worth of Lisa's legal fees. The judge's decision will be in effect until the former couple reach a new agreement Or the court issues a new order. Of course, they tied the knot in October 2009, and they announced their split in 2022.
Wow. I mean, this has been so messy for so long. I mean, she claimed that he cut her off financially a while back. He told us that he was basically taking care of his children. He's still dating his mistress. So this has been really, really ugly. But, you know, I mean, I feel like she deserves the money to make sure that these kids are living the lifestyle that they are accustomed to. I mean, he pretty much, I think, like, kicked her out of the house at one point too, or changed like the locks. Like, this got really, really messy, and hopefully they come to some sort of co-parenting agreement and can, you know, make it a peaceful environment for their children.
Yeah, let's hope so. Although one day their kids are going to read all this. So.
Oh, yes. And watch it back on Real Housewives of Miami.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into this week's Real Talk. And speaking of divorce, Real Housewife Atlanta star Sonia Richards-Ross gave us an update on her co-star Drew Sidora as she is going through a split from her estranged husband, Ralph. Take a look. Some love was blossoming. Others came to an end. And, you know, yeah. Drew and Ralph's divorce, we're going to kind of see that play out this season. And it seems like, based on what you said, maybe you and Drew are back in a better space. Was this maybe one of the reasons why? Were you there for her during this hard time?
So I got to tell you, this came as a huge surprise and shock to me. And it really came very near the end of the season. So, we weren't aware. Like, literally a week before the announcement, she was hosting his 40th birthday party. And I was there and we were having fun, and it was just a great time. And so I feel really bad. I don't know the full story. I check on her all the time. I know this is a hard time, and she, you know, has been pretty private about it. But I just feel so bad for the kids. You know, there are three beautiful kids involved. And, you know, when they're good, they're so good. And I just, you know, I would have hoped that they would have been able to hold on to that. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, it seems like they tried really hard to make this marriage work. And yeah. Was that what was so surprising to you? Because they did put so much time and effort into this marriage.
Absolutely. And like I said, I mean, when I before the show started, my first season, I hung out with them a couple of times, and we laughed. And it was like, you know, I felt a genuine love there. Like, I felt a genuine connection. So I don't know how it got so bad so quickly. And I know sometimes with reality TV, outside voices, things are exacerbated, which really sucks, because I think they did have something special there.
Yeah. How's she doing now? Like you said, you're checking in on her, but how's she doing?
Yeah, she's good. We actually all just filmed Family Feud last week. So we were all together, and she was in very good spirits. She says the kids are good. So, you know, I'm happy for her, but I know that, you know, a divorce is like losing like a family member. It's like, you know, it's like a death, you know? So I know that although she's putting on a brave face, I know it can't be easy.
Yeah, seems like she's doing okay. But like Sonia said, she is just as surprised as everybody that, well, I mean, I don't know if we're too surprised that they split up, but she was surprised that they announced their breakup. And, you know, we're going to see this play out. Real Housewives of Atlanta comes back later on this week. So, or next week. So we'll see how this one plays out. But let's get into Jersey. We're kind of creeping to the end of this season. And, you know, Danielle coming off of Ireland, having a really hard time. I feel like she's probably trying to still find her footing in this group. And I think probably a lot of this is like a shell shock to her.
Yes, I agree. I hope Danielle sticks around, or I hope the producers keep her around, because I think she deserves a second season. You know, sometimes they try out the rookies and we never see them again. Yeah. I feel like Danielle, I want to see her back. Let us know in the comments what you guys think.
I do too. I think all the newcomers maybe want to see back. We talked about this storyline, the Rachel adopting her stepson storyline, for quite some time. It just bothers me that she's doing this on camera.
Feels yucky.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. I'm curious, because he is sort of old enough to would I want that? So I'm curious if they did have a conversation with him off camera, like, are you okay with this?
Mm-hmm.
But he is still a kid, so I don't know if he can really make that decision.
Yeah, and she's been in his life for quite some time. I don't know. It just feels a little uncomfortable to me.
Totally.
And, you know, they're talking about serving his mother and kind of bringing that into it. And, you know, I think she's spoken out a little bit, but it's hard to kind of, I mean, we don't know the full backstory. We don't know her side, but it just seems a little odd.
I agree.
Yeah. And it seems like Jen and Bill still having their issues. But, you know, he doesn't want to go to therapy anymore. She does. But, you know, based on our conversation with her recently, it seems like things are fine.
Yeah, I think they're fine. I think the more I watch the season, the more I think, was this just for the show, Jen? You're too savvy, but we're on to you.
I think so. Yeah. I kind of really love that moment between Teresa and Joe, like when she's trying on the wedding dresses and they're having that moment on FaceTime and she's getting emotional. Like it had to be for her at that time, like difficult. Like she's officially closing that chapter with Joe, moving on with Louis, about to get married. You know, everybody just seems to be in a really good place. And based off of like how they left things off, I never would have thought we would
never
be here.
In a million years would I think she's FaceTiming with Joe Giudice, so happy, you know, wanting him to come back to America. I mean, I got chills in that moment. Yeah. I don't often get chills from Jersey, but
especially Joe Giudice.
Joe Giudice, I guess, does it for me. Yeah, but I don't know. In that moment, I really felt like I wanted them to work it out.
Me too.
The preview for next week where Louis is getting a little strange for me. Yeah. I mean, he's a little strange in general. I was like, does she still love Joe?
It makes me think, like, if Joe really did come back to New Jersey after everything, if they would have tried to make it work. And I kind of feel like they really would have.
I 100% had the same thought in that moment. It was like, if he was there, if he was able to come back, I think they were just like, this is crazy to try to do.
Yeah, you know, it is. I mean, it's impossible. It would have been impossible for them to maintain any sort of relationship. But I really do wonder if maybe years from now, too, if he comes back, like, who knows? Maybe
Juicy again.
Be a threat. I don't know. What did you think of Antonia getting a Porsche for her very first car? Must be nice, I guess.
I mean, it must be nice. You should have seen my first car. It was like a Volvo station wagon that literally was the size of like a school bus. I couldn't park in small spaces. So embarrassed. I mean, in hindsight, it would actually be kind of cute now.
Right. Yeah. Everything comes back around.
I wish I had it now, I guess, but I'll take any third car now or second car.
Yeah. Right. What did you think about Frank wearing this tank top to dinner? I was dying.
I forget what she called him, but all I could think was New Kids on the Block circa.
She was calling him the Village People.
Yes. It reminded me of New Kids on the Block, like Donnie Wahlberg in like 1989.
Totally.
I don't know. He's Frank. I love him.
He's Frank. I mean, I love him. I do feel bad for Dolores. And we've talked about this. This has kind of been like their narrative this season about him not being happy with Paul getting in between his family. But Dolores is like, this is my time. Like we haven't been married for 30 some odd years. I mean, they do have a very strange or interesting dynamic, but their kids are grown. I don't think he doesn't really need to have this, not hold on her. That's probably the wrong word, but just feel so territorial, I guess.
It is a little bit strange. I mean, I've always been a Dolores Frank, you know, stan, if you will, but I, at this point, come on, Frank, move on. Let her be happy.
Yeah. Let her live her life. Then Teresa's bridal shower, that moment of Louis calling her on the phone in the car and like saying like, well, we're not inviting Melissa and Joe to this. And she's like, well, we're filming right now. Like, I don't, like Louis, you said before, something about him is kind of rubbing me the wrong way too. Is he just trying to totally pull her away from Joe and Melissa? And because she's so close with his side of the family. I don't know. I mean, yes, Joe and Melissa are at fault for a lot of things too, but something isn't adding up.
Something's not adding up. That scene kind of said it for me and the preview for next week. Yeah. It's like, is Louis behind a lot of this?
Yeah. And I feel like maybe Joe and Melissa feel that way as well. I mean, I think like a while back, Joe said, I would take Joe Giudice over Louis any day. And it's like, that's saying a lot too.
We're all feeling it too now.
Yeah. And like for her and Teresa not even acknowledging Melissa when she's like basically doing a roll call of everybody that was at this shower. And it's like, I kind of agreed with Margaret. It did seem like maybe almost a little intentional, like something is, I don't know. It's just not adding up. And yes, families fight and people don't get along, but I don't know. I'm kind of also a little sick of the narrative as well.
Yeah, me too. Ready for the wedding. I want to see it all go down.
And the reunion. Well, speaking of the reunion, let's get into our social spotlight because Bravo released the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion looks. and these ladies are serving. It seems like it's a blue and gold theme. I'm actually really loving all of these looks. I think Teresa looks amazing. I think Marge looks great too. I was like, get me that dress.
I know. She looks incredible.
It's incredible. Dolores looks amazing. They all look really stunning.
Dolores looks
great.
Really good. Dolores looks like 25 years old. Like,
seriously. And I love the vibe. I love that they took it back to the Ireland castle. So I think I'm pretty sure it's going to be a great reunion, but these looks are great.
I'm obsessed with them, actually. I think they really brought it this season.
All right. What about you?
Mine goes to Andy Cohen. He posted a picture of his mother wearing a Tom Tom sweatshirt, the infamous Tom Tom sweatshirt with the lightning bolt. And it says, Mom Tom, she has to borrow a hoodie, so how could I resist? I love that. I mean, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing. I love this so much. And I love that the Real Moms of Bravo, who we love, they commented saying, I hope you washed that. And he wrote back saying, I did not. There's DNA on it. And that's significant to Bravo historians. So I think that's fantastic. Yeah. It is. That is going to go down in Bravo history, that sweatshirt. Never wash that. All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. Let us know in the comments what your thoughts are on this whole Teresa Melissa drama. If you think Louie is being a little shady lately. So keep commenting, keep subscribing, and we'll see you guys next week.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.